With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A heart-wrenching plea from a grieving father. 8-year-old Fletcher Merkel was one of two children killed in Wednesday's Minneapolis school shooting. His dad is asking that his son be remembered for the person he was and not the act that ended his life. Along with Fletcher, 10-year-old Harper Moisky was killed by the gunman who fired 116 rounds into the chapel where the victims were attending Mass to mark the start of the school year at Annunciation Catholic School. 17 others wounded in the attack. A close advisor to RFK Jr. is the acting CDC chief after the agency director was let go.
Jim O'Neill, a top deputy to Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., will serve as acting director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The previous director, Susan Meneses, was pushed out by President Trump because she wasn't aligned with the president's mission.
So the president fired her, which he has every right to do.
Meneses, who had been serving as CDC director for only 4 weeks, is fighting to keep her job. Four other agency leaders resigned this week in protest. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Has it been 20 years? Yes, it has. 20 years ago today, Hurricane Katrina roared ashore along the Gulf Coast, causing mass casualties and mass destruction. New Orleans, among communities commemorating that catastrophe, about 1,400 people died in five states, upwards of $200 billion worth of damage. World leaders will be hearing from President Trump next month.
The president will travel to New York City on September 22nd to address the United Nations General Assembly on Tuesday, September 23rd.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 145 points. This is SRN News. We are learning more about the Minnesota church shooter.
Robert Westman was clearly troubled. He had been living as a female for some time, going by the name Robin. In videos he made before the deadly attack, he also displayed guns and ammunition magazines on which he wrote such slogans as, quote, "Where is your God? Kill Trump, and Israel must fall." A notebook he wrote in contained an image of a gay pride flag and an assault rifle with the words, "Defend equality." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New poll of America's college professors and administrators finds that across the board, they overwhelmingly agree that colleges and universities should provide support for students of all religious backgrounds. The study, funded by the Templeton Religious Trust, also reveals a sharp disagreement on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. College professors in red states are far more inclined to view DEI efforts as overreach. This is SRN News. Christian-themed curriculum is apparently quite popular in Texas.
More than 300 Texas school districts and charter schools have signaled plans to use a state-developed reading and language arts curriculum that attracted national attention last year for its heavy references to the Bible and Christianity, according to data obtained by the Texas Tribune. That number represents about a quarter of Texas's 1,207 districts and charters, and could still grow before the state publishes official data in the early fall. But the preliminary numbers offer an early glimpse into demand for the elementary school materials narrowly approved by the Republican-dominated State Board of Education in November. Keith Peters, Washington.
Tesla sales plunged 40% in July in the European Union countries compared with a year ago, a Chinese rival BYD taking an increasing share of the European market. More details, SRNNews.com.